on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about respecting yourself. Where is your self-esteem challenged? Why aren't you giving yourself the appreciation you deserve? How can you honor yourself regularly? Learn how to make sure you're giving yourself the utmost respect as we begin our month focusing on respect. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey guys, you might have noticed a little bit of change in the name. I actually changed the placard and everything and posted it in December. I'd already shot the January episode, so it doesn't have it. But as I was working on the book, and this woman did just such an amazing design for the books, and they kind of all tie together, I was like, wow, I want to switch the logo. And so at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to tweak the name. So there's kind of a continuity there with the books and the podcast. And since I can't afford $25,000 to pay someone for branding, that's how we did it. And then at the same time, I thought that I just tweaked the tagline a little bit. So I'm very excited. Let me know what you think. I love the other one. It was a stock photo though. And so this is, again, something that is kind of more unique to me. So pretty excited about it. So tweak a name, new design, and tweak in tagline. I'm pretty excited. Today's episode was inspired because we can all respect and love ourselves more. I have met no one that I would say, wow, you're pretty cool there. I think that you are good to go on the self-love and self-respect. The other reason I was motivated to do this is with some life experiences, it just really bums me out when I see women. I see this mainly with women. It happens with men too, that they don't respect themselves within a relationship. Sometimes you might see it in career, like you'll do whatever it takes to get ahead. I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. I know that a lot of that was going on. And if you love and respect yourself, you won't allow people to cross boundaries. You won't have them do that. And so I was very excited to do the episode today. I thought it was really important to talk about this. This is an important topic because when you love and respect yourself, you won't allow anyone else to disrespect you and not love you for all your awesomeness. How we don't respect ourselves. Now, I want to be really clear here. We teach people how to treat us. So we're going to talk about at the end of the month, the victim thing. Don't be a victim, because if you allow someone to cross your boundaries, if you don't respect yourself, how can you expect someone else? So in what ways aren't you respectful? Your doormat. I talked about this a little bit in last month's episode on boundaries. This means doing whatever others want. You're definitely putting your needs last. You don't have any needs. You might not even be able to acknowledge what your needs are. You really don't have any boundaries. And I'm a recovering doormat. I do this podcast. What gets me excited and gets me going is that you can change your life. You absolutely can. There is nothing you can't learn. There is nothing that you can't enable yourself to do. So doormat, you know, and if you aren't a doormat, like flat out, no pun intended there, look to areas in your life where maybe you're not a doormat, but you have weak boundaries. Unhealthy habits. You know, I've talked a lot about emotional eating. I'm really proud of myself. I have come a long way with that. I still have work to do, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm light years aware from where I used to be. Maybe for you, it's drinking in excess, smoking, being online too much. Life is all good as long as it's in moderation. And so that's where you have to have that honesty check with yourself. What are my unhealthy habits? Because if every time you're angry, you eat Oreos or a pint of Ben and Jerry's, That's not healthy. Or every time someone doesn't get your order right or something minor happens, you explode in rage. That's not healthy. And be really honest with yourself here. Where are you unhealthy? Allowing others to make decisions for you. Have you ever seen this sometimes in a romantic relationship? A woman will allow the man to make all the decisions, order what he wants for her in the restaurant, pick out her clothes, that type of thing. When you allow that, someone else to make decisions for you, you're not living from your soul. That's not healthy. I know when I was in college, they used to call me the indecisive one because I was afraid of making the wrong decision. I've let that go. As I've gotten older and a little bit wiser, hopefully, there aren't wrong decisions. You just, okay, you make it and you move forward. You don't dwell on the past. Trust that it's all going to shake out right in the end. Because of that, I've been able to make decisions much more easily. And when you allow someone else to make decisions for you, rarely are they going to have your best interest at heart. Like, I totally love my husband, but if, for example, maybe we're deciding a place to go, I'm going to suggest where I want to go first. Now, I wouldn't make a unilateral decision like that. I wouldn't feel right about that. I don't think that that's healthy in a relationship. But it's kind of human nature. You can't get upset with someone if they're putting their own interest at heart. It's just kind of how it is. Rarely is someone going to put your interest above them. And I'm talking the major stuff. Like, you know, if you had a sacrifice or something big going on. And I think you get what I'm trying to say. Doesn't necessarily make them a bad person unless it's taken to the extreme, like controlling. Like in that relationship, if someone's making all the choices, that's about control. Where do you let others make decisions for you? Why do you think that is? Are you like me or like I was and afraid you're going to make the wrong one? How do you feel when someone makes a decision without talking to you first? Look to the areas in your life where you're allowing that to happen. Need attention. I think social media has just made the need for attention worse. I think it's magnified. I think, you know, whatever, think we already have what's in us, and then depending on the situation, it can magnify. Like when a crisis happens, you really get to know who people are. So I have a woman that I'm friends with on Facebook, and I really like her, but she shows pictures of her chest all the time. And I'm a straight woman, and all I see is her chest area because they're low-cut tops, and people are always saying, oh, you're so pretty. You look great in your bikini and all that. If you're constantly posting that, you need attention. And it's that validation that you're looking for. When we need attention, we're seeking validation. So where are you trying to get validated in your life? How does that come out in the need for attention? Is it with your spouse? Is it on social media? Your kids? Perhaps it's at work? In what ways do you try to get attention? Being perfect all the time? Playing the martyr? Acting outlandish and crazy? Why is it that you are seeking attention? What can you give yourself that you're seeking from others? Another way you might be disrespectful to yourself is you're masking how you really feel, your true feelings and emotions. I'd say that the majority of my life, I mask. I didn't allow myself to go there. I didn't think my feelings and emotions were valid. I'd rarely show if I was angry. I was more apt to show that I was sad, but I was really angry about some things and truthfully had a right to be. It's a whole can of worms when you don't deal with your emotions and what you're feeling. So where are you doing that? Where are you hiding or masking what you really feel? Are there certain people that you do that around? And why do you think that is? Why are you unable, perhaps afraid, don't think it's appropriate, there can be lots of choices there, to share your true feelings with certain people? Why is that? Take some time to examine that. Have loosey-goosey boundaries. Now, a little bit different from the doormat that I mentioned a little bit earlier. You're not a doormat, but you still don't have healthy boundaries. You know, my father talked to me once about people who embezzle. And he said, you know, a lot of times it was his experience that the first time someone embezzled, maybe they had a debt, they had true intentions to pay it back, but then it just became so easy to steal the money and then to buy things. And it's a good example of moving our boundary, our moral boundary of what is and is not acceptable, right? And so the boundary just kept getting moved. So where in your life are you doing that? Where do you go against things that are out of integrity for you? Why would you do something you're not comfortable with? And what is happening to change that? Is there someone in your life that influences you? Oh, you know, just this once, just for me, pretty please. Goes back to that. People are always going to do what is there in their best interest. So it kind of ties into that as well. Are you disrespecting yourself through poor self-care? Where in your life is your self-care not good? How well are you taking care of your body? Are you feeding it good, nourishing food or a bunch of junk? How often are you exercising? How about your mental clutter? Are you doing something like a meditation or a mindfulness practice to help calm your mind? How are you taking care of yourself emotionally? Are you able to express your emotions or not? What about spirituality? Do you have a regular practice? Are you able to connect with your higher power? Do you do something to enhance your spiritual life on a regular basis? Same thing with relationships. Are you in relationships with people that don't care for you or treat you poorly? How about your finances? Do you disrespect yourself by going into debt every holiday season? Or by buying things for your children that you can't afford? That's disrespectful. Be really honest with yourself. And again, guys, it's all about becoming more aware. And if you're not honest, you can't change your life. You can't fix it. You can't move forward. You're going to stay cluttered, stuck, and stagnant. There is no right or wrong here. Don't get into the rabbit hole of judging yourself because there's just no point. So be really honest. Where do you need to have better self-care? Do you have clutter? Are you disorganized? Do you feel lost? Would you like to not feel overwhelmed anymore? Don't be embarrassed. You aren't alone. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can help you. Judging others. Great segue into this. Told this years ago by my mentor, kind of coach, Lisa Brown, who I worked with. And Lisa said, when you judge another, you judge yourself. When you judge another, you judge yourself. And so if you didn't have judgment in the world towards yourself, then you wouldn't judge others. Who are you judging? Why do you think you're judging that? Let's say you're out and about and you see a woman in an outfit and you're like, oh my gosh, she's too old to wear that. She's too fat to wear that. She's too thin, whatever your judgment is. Can you see how you could turn that around and be like, where do I judge myself? Because usually when we're judging someone in an area, that's within us. It's always go back to look within. So maybe you went out the door that day and you live in the South and your hair is a hot mess because it's a joke to try to even do your hair in humid weather here as far as I'm concerned. I could, guys, there are days I feel like shaving my head, especially during the summer. But maybe you're feeling a little bit insecure about your looks. And so you're going to judge another person to try to feel better about yourself. What benefit do you receive when you judge another? Because, guys, we do stuff to benefit ourselves. So look within and find out, why am I judging others? Gossip. I did a little short podcast on this a couple years ago. It was on one of my summer 10-minute decluttering tips. At the time I talked about, I was at a doctor's office and they had just dropped off the mail, and on the front cover, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck were separated or getting divorced, and you know, that just finalized somewhat recently. I mean, can't miss it. It drives me crazy. This shouldn't be news. I don't want this in my stream. And gossip is a big money-making thing. People make tons of money off of gossip. So where do you gossip? When do you gossip? Who do you gossip with? Do you have a bunch of gaggle of girlfriends you do that with, or water cooler talk at the office? what's the benefit you receive? It's kind of, I think, hand in hand with judgment. I didn't gossip, but I would watch. It was kind of, I consider it, well, this probably goes under judgment. So, but I'm going to just use this example. Watch those awful, something awful. I get it's reality TV and you need drama, but The Real Housewives. But when I'd watch The Real Housewives, hey, you know what? I might have some challenges in my life, but I am not as bad as those crazy housewives. I'm judging and kind of being gossipy. And when we gossip about another, it's kind of like, I like my new thing is the jelly donut. Like, I love a donut, but I'm telling you, anytime I eat a donut, I know what it is. An hour later, I feel like crap. So it's kind of like that with judging and gossip. You might feel better about yourself for an hour, but then later you don't feel so good. It really didn't make you feel better. It was a false prop up. What are you benefiting from when you gossip? Do you do it to connect to people? Feel better about yourself? Why is it? And begin to take a diet from gossiping. For a lot of people, they do things because they're terrified of being alone with their thoughts and feelings. And they don't, and it's kind of tied into disrespecting yourself because you really don't like yourself. And you don't want to talk. You don't want to be alone with your thoughts. And that's a big sign if you can recognize this in you. You're disrespecting yourself by not having alone time. Get in touch with your soul and who you are. Brava and bravo for being brave. If you're able to realize this, and then you can focus and figure out your next steps. But are you afraid to be alone and with your thoughts and feelings? And I used to, in my 20s, I was definitely like that. Again, I'm patting myself on the back here, guys, because I've come such a long way. I've worked so hard on myself. I'm really proud of myself. And 2018 was the hardest year of my adult life. And gosh, was it hard. And thank God for my husband and thank God for Thithi, Toto, and Joey. I don't know what I'd do, but I have to remember, I have to recognize the good that came out of that year and all that I accomplished despite everything that I went through. And finally, an example I'd like to use, and this is the biggest one to me that shows you're disrespecting yourself. You tolerate abuse, please, in any way, shape, or form, because it doesn't have to be just physical abuse. People can mentally abuse you. They can spiritually abuse you. And I'm writing about something along these lines based on my experience. And, you know, you think, oh, it can't happen to me. Well, look at I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the NXIVM cult. They allowed themselves to be branded. Women who were close to him would brand other women or what do you call it, recruit other women. And you think, oh, I'm not going to allow, but maybe you really want to be a model or an actress and we can help you how to do that. And I understand a little better now how people can get sucked into a cult. But when you tolerate abuse, that is the ultimate form of disrespect for yourself. Please, 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 I encourage you, get help, ask for support. Email me, I will figure out a resource where you live. It just is, you need to get out. You need to make changes. And there are lots of group and people who can support you. So if you're allowing abuse in a relationship, at work, whatever it is, get out. You can, and you will be fine. You might feel like the world's ending, but you will be much better off. So please, 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 I encourage you to reach out and get support. Why don't we respect ourselves? We don't like or love ourselves. I mentioned a moment ago about not wanting to be alone with our thoughts or feelings. If you have low self-esteem, you don't love yourself, don't respect yourself, you don't think you're good enough, worthy, or deserving of love. So not true. Please, no matter what is going on in your life, you are good enough, you are worthy, and you are loved. When you believe that with all your being and soul, you won't allow others to disrespect you, and you won't disrespect yourself. Maybe you were told stories as a kid. The stories we tell ourselves really don't represent who we are. A lot of times we need to go back to the past, figure out what it is, blow it up, move it forward, deal with it. Now, there's some people out there who say, you know what? You don't need to go back there and rehash that happened. But I found in my personal life and in my business that that's not always the case. Most people are like, I have to understand why. That's great if you're at a certain level and you can just like be like Eckhart Tolle and wake up and have a night of darkness and then it's all good. I don't think that's the path for most of us. So what are those false stories that you're telling yourself? I'll share an example of something that I told myself. You know, I'm not in front of the camera person. I need to be a behind the person scenes. Like, I love writing. And I love, you know, I'm so excited finally the books together and I'm passionate about that. But I always saw myself as kind of like the writer in the room, never being out front and center, as I am to some extent shy. But when I did my internet TV show where I interviewed people, Reawaken Your Brilliance, I was in front of the camera. That was a live show. I took calls. You could Skype in and call. And you know what? I love being in front of the camera. I loved interviewing people. Like, I really enjoyed it. And that was a new skill. I'm like, wow, you know what? You're pretty good at this. And that's allowed me to transition to the podcast. I would have never imagined putting my face out there. Now, if you're listening, but I also put this up on YouTube, so you see me. Never in a million years could have imagined that. Because I told myself, you're a behind the camera person. Now, so what false stories have you told yourself that have allowed you to disrespect yourself? Usually our self-worth is tied to what we view as unique. It could be how we look, our jobs, our skill set. But if we lose that, what happens? When I quit Reawaken Your Brilliance show, because that's obviously now my business name, I kind of was lost. I mean, I knew I was doing the podcast and this took, you know, 3 or 4 months to put together before I released it and all that. But on one level, I was lost because I put my ego, my, this is who Julie is, into the show. That's not the case. That's my ego talking. That's not my soul, not my spirit. Because what happens if you put your identity in your job and you get laid off? Right? If your self-respect, oh, I'm worthless. I'm just a horrible human being because I got laid off. If you have put your entire identity into that, then you might be disrespecting yourself. So really take time to examine that. What is it that you made that is false that you might be saying, oh, this is who I am, when it's not? You're your soul, your spiritual center. How do we respect ourselves? Be authentic. Spend the time. Get to know yourself. Like if you were in a, you do that with the relationship or partnership you're in, whether it's a romantic relationship or business or friendship, spend the time getting to know yourself. Figure out who you are. When you know who you are, you become more comfortable with yourself and you're able to develop a take it or leave it attitude in a healthy way, not in a stinky butt way, in a healthy way. Because, okay, what others do and say is about them. How I respond is about me. This is who I am. I'm not for everyone. You know, I've had people criticize my, I guess my favorite negative comment is when people criticize my voice. Well, guess what? Find another podcast. I like my voice. I know we sound different, like recording or whatever. If you don't like my voice, A-okay. But this is my voice. This is my style. I keep it real. Release others' expectations. That's a way to be respectful to yourself. When I was in college, I took the LSAT. And I thought for a long time, I'd go to law school. And I have to tell you, in another life, I think I'm going to be a lawyer. If I if I win the lottery, I would maybe consider if I could get in going back to law school because I like to argue and I like to write. I think I'd be a really good attorney, although I was at, yesterday I had to sit for 3 hours and my case wasn't taken in Wake County and I thought I was going to pull my hair out. And the courtroom scene was so chaotic, I would just go insane. But I digress. So anyway, when I was younger, I thought I'd be a lawyer and took the LSAT and I just didn't have it in me. And part of the reason I was motivated, my grandmother I loved dearly, was an attorney. And she was the first female attorney in the town I grew up in and always helped women who became attorneys after her. And I loved her so much. I admired her. I think that was part of it. But also my dad. I'm very close to my father, who had a career in law. And I said to him, I just can't do it, Big Jack. I can't. And he looked at me, said, I don't want you to go to law school unless that's what you love and that's what your passion is. I ask you to make sure you don't do anything illegal, immoral, unethical. So far, so good. I'm doing all right. I had to do what was best for Julie and kind of meander through, and now I own my own business. Never would have thought of that. And interestingly, my younger brother does. So 2 out of 3 of us own our own business. I'm trying to get my older brother. He's crazy, speaks like a bazillion languages, and he could do something with that. But anyway, the other reason or other example of releasing others' expectations, I didn't get married until I was 44. I think it was 44. I had to think about it a moment. I think we met at 43 and 44. It was 44, 45. So around there, I got married. And according to society, I'm a big old loser. Women who get married in their 40s are losers. That still has kind of stuck with that expectation of get married in your 20s. Well, I didn't fall in that category. Would I have loved to have met my husband 20 years earlier? Absolutely. But I wouldn't be the person I am, and he wouldn't be the person he is, and we might have missed a good thing. So I just had to release those expectations. You know what? When I find the right guy, it'll happen. I'm not going to let society dictate my love life. Don't settle. You have worth. Don't compromise. And I'm talking about the big stuff. If you're in a relationship, partnership, business, or whatever, you have to compromise, guys. If you want to get your way all the time, you're going to probably find yourself alone. So don't get that confused. I mean stuff like settling for people who don't treat you well, people who try to push your boundaries. If there's someone that's always trying to cross them, why is that person even in your life? One thing I continue to get better and better at doing. You know, it took me a while. I'm going to write about this, but when I left that women's group, I mean, I'm like, you're calling yourselves light workers and you're meaner to me than someone in junior high. I have to share that I'm dipping my toe back in. I have joined a book club. I think I'm going to be one of the younger ladies of the group. We'll find out. But I'm excited that I'm doing that and moving forward. We'll see how that goes. But don't allow others to take you out of your integrity. Don't settle. Forgive. Forgiveness is for me. It releases and sets me free. It's one of my little mantras I try to remember. I'm still working on this. And then there's that great quote about not forgiving someone is like trying to give them poison, but you fall it yourself. I'm sorry, I'm really butchering it here, but if you Google it, you can find it. Forgive yourself. Forgive your friends. Who do you need to forgive? Where do you need to forgive yourself? Why haven't you forgiven yourself? When you forgiving yourself is a definite form of self-care and self-respect and self-love. Examine all your relationships. Who are you hanging out with? You treat people how to treat you. So if you are respectful to yourself, you demand it of others, and that's who you have in your life. Respect yourself by being your own best friend and not your own worst enemy. I say this a lot because I was really awful to myself. And, you know, as I was writing these books, I'm cracking up because I'm like, I think I've lost everything I learned about grammar just completely seeped out of my head. And thankfully, I had my Uncle Jim used to teach the writing program, just retired in Hawaii, and total grammar guru. And I'd laugh because at some point when he knows how to do Word really well and could write in the comments, he's like, I'm just going to put OC for Oxford comma here. Anyway, I was like, Julie. And I was like, slow your roll. You have written all these books. This has taken an immense amount of time and energy. Let's focus on that. And you're not a PhD in writing. You know, come on now, cut yourself some slack. So I had to support myself and respect myself by loving myself and not beating up on myself. Let go of what others think. Others do and say is about them. How you respond is about you. You know, someone like dissing my voice, saying, your voice is awful. Your podcast stinks. Okay, thanks. But guess what? Some other people enjoy it. That's who I'm going to focus on. And I want to say a note here. If it's coming from people who care about you, you know, I'll use this example. I belong to a group and this woman posts, these woe is me. It's to get attention and for people to prop her up and say, oh no, you're great. We love you. And someone was finally like, called her out and instead of enabling said, hey, you know what? I'm concerned because I had a friend commit suicide who talked like you did. And she got really irritated and angry at him and people suggesting that she should talk to a therapist or someone. And she's like, I've had bad experience with therapy. Anyway, there's always an excuse not to move forward. And that's okay. That's her choice. Don't judge that. But people were obviously coming from a genuine place of care and concern, and she dismissed it. So if people are coming to you that love you and are close to you and want to see you be healthy, consider it. Consider it. That's a time when you need to think about what others are telling you. The other stuff like your voice stinks, your podcast stinks, let that stuff go. Release it. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Our Got Clutter 365 Journal Prompt book series supports you in clearing your clutter. Journaling helps you access your inner wisdom. When you become aware of your clutter, you can take action to release it. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace with our journal prompt books. The present moment is your point of power to change. Ready to start? Stop. Talk positively about yourself. I talked about like, okay, I'm not grammar girl. And I'm not talking rose-colored glasses because you need to be honest and keep it real. But be very aware what you think about yourself, what you say in your head, what you say out loud to yourself. Talk positively. You know what? I'm not grammar girl. And I'm a pretty darn good writer. I'm really proud of myself. Keep bringing that positive focus back to you. I'm an awesome cat mommy. I'm really excited. I found an awesome deal on something from Animal Planet for the cats. I mean, God love my husband because I'm nuts. They're my babies, guys. So they are spoiled. I hit the cat lottery with Tony and me. Respect yourself by getting enough alone time. You know, I mentioned earlier in the podcast, when you don't want to be alone with your feelings and don't want to deal with that, you probably don't like yourself that much. I used to hate to be alone, and I had to figure out why is that? And now I love spending time on myself and recharging and reflecting. I really believe that with our schedules, so Tony, we don't work the same hours. Like I will work during the day and when he's at work, but he works till 11. I'm, you know, by 6, I'm probably usually toast. I just can't work that way. So I have that alone time every evening for 5 days. And I think it's a real plus. I can spend time on myself, recharging, reflecting, just being. Do whatever feels good to you, but honor that alone time. Be honest. Where are you not being honest with yourself? Because that's disrespectful when you do that. Why are you not being honest? Who are you not honest with? Who can't you be that authentic self with? Again, be an archaeologist, be a researcher, figure out why. If you're not honest, you can't move forward in life. You can't change your life. And again, don't get caught up in that judgment. Be like, okay, you know what? Go Julie. I'm becoming aware. And now that I'm aware, I can take action. How's your self-esteem? You love yourself and take care of yourself and have confidence, you'll respect yourself. If you have low self-esteem, how can you improve it? Right now, I want you to say to yourself something you love about yourself. Right now, out loud. What was that? Say it again. Out loud. Now say another. Out loud. Good. Now keep building on that. Consider making a list of all the things you love about yourself. If you're struggling, enlist someone that knows you really well and one of your cheerleaders to help you make that list. And then use that list. Make sure it's handy where you can look at it. Increase your self-confidence. When you have self-confidence, that helps you respect yourself. You can feel the fear and do it anyway. You don't stay in that comfort zone. You can encourage others as you gain self-confidence. I'm all about pulling people up, guys, paying it forward, moving it forward, because when we make these great changes in our life, we give other people the courage and permission to do so as well. Respect yourself by not comparing. Don't waste your time and energy and effort on this. Just don't even go there. And when you find yourself comparing yourself, stop. Then name something you love about yourself. We're all unique. Even if you have a similar build, a similar job history, a similar family, whatever, whatever, we are still on unique paths and have unique journeys. So honor that. Don't, you know, when I lived in Los Angeles, I compared myself. Oh, it was awful because I moved from this environment. I'd been in Vermont and Massachusetts and kind of had my own thing. And then I was at a place where all the women were really super thin, super good looking. Wasn't me. It was a really miserable place. And I did it with my weight. Well, I'm more thin than she is. I'm fatter than she is. And a horrible place to be, horrible time in my life. I can save you from one thing, I save it from comparing yourself to others. And finally, love all of yourself. I mean, everything, every bit and piece, not just the good stuff. Love the bad, the ugly, the broken, the bits hidden away. Love my chunky self. I love my tummy toms. Yes, I'd like to be healthier. Yes, I'm working on it, but I gotta love myself exactly as is. When I love myself, people can throw slings and arrows and they just fall away. When I love myself, I don't allow people to disrespect me. And I love myself completely as is, I can find the joy. Take actions from today's podcast. Contemplate how you don't respect yourself. Choose one unhealthy habit you'll work to change. List the ways you don't respect yourself. All of them. Marinate over why you're disrespectful to yourself. Pay attention to who in your life you find not respecting you. Create a plan to strengthen your self-esteem. Decide on all the juicy ways you can give yourself respect. Respect yourself. Show and encourage others to respect themselves. On next month's episode, we're talking about respecting others. Go out, clear the clutter, to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.